For many Americans, the economy is turning sour. The rising price of gasoline is making the commute to work more expensive. The long boom in mortgage credit, real estate, and home construction has, in many communities, reversed course. And the once mighty dollar is losing value, boosting the cost of imports. Ted Truman is a former official of the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve. He says Americans are beginning to pay for having lived beyond their means.
We've been over-consuming as a country for an extended period of time to the tune of 6% of GDP. That consumption boom is coming to an end.
The U.S. trade deficit has doubled since 2001. David Hale, an economist in Chicago, foresees a wave of home foreclosures next year because borrowers will not be able to meet their payments.
It's not a huge part of the population, but it's, you know, it's a distinct number, you know, 2 million people at risk. And it's concentrated more in low-income neighborhoods than high-income neighborhoods.
It's not just Americans who are concerned. Thomas Puter is a money manager at Allianz Capital in Germany.
And the big worry is that the subprime crisis is not contained to subprime, but may spill over into other aspects such as credit card defaults.
But other economists dismiss the skeptics as false prophets of gloom. In the 3 months ending in September, the U.S. economy grew at a nearly 5% annual rate. Employment is strong and rising. Surjit Bala is an investor based in New Delhi.
I don't belong to the camp that thinks that the U.S. economy is going to go into a recession.
Bala says even if the U.S. economy slows down, China and India will fill the gap and world growth will continue.
What you have is, as far as the world dynamics is concerned, a fantastic situation. Vietnam, the developing countries, sub-Saharan Africa, Latin America, they all are joining in the world growth. So I think it's a tremendous time. The world has never, ever witnessed what we are witnessing today.
For most Americans, times are still good, but Christmas cheer may be more subdued this year. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.